Happy Father's Day. Xin hân nghênh tất cả những tín hữu đặc biệt.
Welcome all of you to our worship this morning to commemorate Father's Day. We are thankful to have those who travel return this week to worship. And many times ago, we welcome those who are going to college far away. And now we have seen them returning for the summer and participate in the worship this morning. And we also welcome those worship from home through live stream. We give thanks to the Lord because here, every the second Sunday of the May, we have Mother's Day in May, and the third Sunday of June, we have Father's Day. And each year, though, we have one day to commemorate the Father's Day or Mother's Day, but to remember the effort of the parents is each day we have to remember their effort on our lives. So today's message is the teaching of the Father. The Father always teaches the children, but the key verse is wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord. I like to tell you about to teach is something we do, but to teach become an adult, a wisdom, a wise person is we have to fear the Lord first so that that person can be a wise person for the Lord. The part that we have read in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, this is something that David taught Solomon that he are going to give to the Israel to Solomon to bring. There's a story about a young person with his father, and his father is blind. And then he with his father to in a restaurant to order some beef noodle. He was not very cool when he let this blind person. He ordered, please order for me two bowls, the son said, to order from the server. Please give me two noodle beef. And he waved to the server. He signed, make a sign to first. He said, he talked slow. Just one is a beef noodle, but the other is just some onion on there. No beef. And in the beginning, the server said, this is strange. Then he understood. Or maybe this young person doesn't have enough money, but this person does not want the blind father to know, so he say out loud, order two, but actually he only ordered one, with only one with beef, the other one without beef. And so the server brought out. And so with the full bowl of noodle beef pushed towards his father, and please father, and the other one is only the soup. Is toward and so the father tried to fish some meat in his bowl, and then he put the meat into the son's bowl and told his son, go ahead and eat. You have to eat a lot so it can be as strength, and you are prepared for your exam. So you can pass your exam, and so you will be better in life and become useful for the society. And so the son does not respond, and the son did not say. He let the father put the meat into his son's bowl, and then he quietly put the meat back into his father's bowl. And the father, again, picked up the piece of meat from his bowl and put it in the son's bowl. And then the son would do the same thing to put the meat back. Oh, this restaurant is very good to us. There are a lot of meat in the bowl here. And the father said, oh, father, what did you eat? You put a lot of meat in my bowl. I couldn't finish it.
Cái điều đó làm cho người tiếp viên bán hàng
the server very
moved,
but
the
owner, saw the event also. He said to the server, said, bring out a big plate of yeast to bring it out. And the server did that, brought out and put on the table for the two. And the son understood, maybe you put it in the wrong table. I didn't order this meat. But the owner said, no, this is, we have great abundance, so we especially give this to, give to our, yes. So go ahead and use it and eat it. And the son put a few pieces of beef into his father's bowl, and then the rest, and he used put in his plastic bag to bring home. And everybody just was watching this father and son. And when they left, the server and went and cleared the table, and he said, oh, because below the plate is the money paid for the meat, according to the price on the menu. When I read this, I was very moved. Love of the son to the father, but what I thought was what caused a person to become a dog, not just natural, it's something that must have learned from the father. We see that the father was born to put his meat to share with his son, hopefully with this food that he could be strong and study for days. But the father has known so many times and has left an indelible memory in the heart of the son to honor the father. And today, I would like to say how the father, how could the father teach the child to become a wise person? There are three things that we will share together here is to teach, raise a child to be upright, raise a child to be a valuable person, and third, how to be successful. And let's pray for wisdom through this lesson. Be our Father, in this Father's Day, we give thanks because you have led us to listen to your word this morning. In the role of a father and parent, may we fulfill the responsibility, but not perfect according to your will, Lord. We may be the son that may not honor yet, but maybe this honor is not enough with the tender that you have given us. We pray that your word will encourage us so that in our relationship between father and son, we can fulfill the word of the Lord, who is the Father in heaven, who created all of us with a purpose. May the word lead us. We pray, we thank you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first thing that we think about is raise a child to be upright adult. David told Solomon, I will go to the way of the earth. So be strong, act like a man. Why did David tell Solomon these words? David told this word because David has the to relinquish his sway to Solomon. Solomon is the son that has with Bathsheba that he has committed adultery with. But God has given you the second son and given son Solomon him. God loves Solomon, and in his will, in the will, and David will relinquish his right to only the secondary child, not the primary child. But the Lord's plan, David would relinquish the reign to, he has certain words to his son, be strong, act like a man. All these words, David knew that his son in the next few days will become king. Become king is something very special, but the most important thing is to become a king of Israel. Why is it special? Because Israel is the chosen people of the Lord. So the responsibility of a king of Israel is very important. That person will lead the people, the Lord, to follow the Lord's command. In Vietnam, there's a plan that a child who has a father is like a house of a roof, otherwise like a tadpole without a tail. The tadpole is a transition between the egg into a frog. And when in the transition, the tadpole does not have legs, only a tail. And the tail is the only way to guide this tadpole how to swim. Without the tail, that tadpole could not swim. So the comparison, the important role of father in the father is very important, because the father will determine the pathway of the son. According to the statistic, in 1990, there are certain statistics. We know that in U.S., 43% of the children live without their father. Maybe the father has gone far away or works something. 43% children live without their father. 63% of teen suicides are from fatherless homes. 90% of all runaways, homeless children, are from fatherless homes. 80% of rapists with anger problems come from fatherless homes. 85% of children with behavioral problems come from the fatherless homes. 71% of pregnant teenagers lack a father. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 75% of all adolescent patients in chemical abuse center come from fatherless homes. 85% of youth in prison grew up in a fatherless home. Dear congregation, all these statistics let us see that the role of the father in the home is so important. And when we know that we are important to teach our children how that we can be a leader for Solomon to be a leader. David has experienced in his life when he was young, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, David said that he was helped by God whenever he has a bear or lion to attack the sheep. He chased those and defeated and took the sheep back. And if the lion is to fight, he will spore out his whisker and kill the bear. And in the father, the shepherd must be protecting the sheep. So God has helped David has a wisdom to rely on the strength of God to fight off the lions, the bear. But David was able to do it based on the strength the Lord gave him, so that he became a shepherd, modeling for others. When he was helping to Saul to fight against Goliath, and he is put to again, hey, this Philistine, who is that who can defy the army is the living God. It's a young boy who's bringing food to the brothers who are in the army. But when he came and he saw the army, was terrified and facing the challenge of Goliath and Philistine. he was encouraged David as Saul to let him fight this Philistine. So he was a trained fighter. How could you fight this giant? God has saved me from the lions, the bear, and also God will save me from this Philistine. This Philistine will be defeated like just what I have the bears and the lions, like I have human. When this Philistine is beside the Almighty God, David knows his role, his position, the shepherd, responsibility in the fighter in the army of the Lord would have what know what to do against the enemy. David knew the strength of God. It's not of his own effort. David wrote in Psalm 18 that the strength, God is my strength. I will rely on him. David knew that the strength for him is not from him, it's from God. In Psalm 46, and also felt the same way like David said, the Lord Almighty is the refuge of their strength. They will experience the strength of God. So, a person can understand in the Lord. He can become a strong fighter. He understood he would be a good shepherd in God. He can be a servant of the Lord. In Psalm 119, verse 9, David put a portion, the young, what how the young to become a strong and clean pathway to follow the Lord's command. In verse 11, he said, I have hidden the word of God so that I will not sin against the Lord. David has an experience to understand how he can become a valuable person for the Lord. Not because he was young or the knowledge, but the issue is, do we have the Lord or not in our life? When we have the Lord, that person will become a wise person before the Lord. So, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul taught the Christian there that all the Christian life must grow up in understanding of the Lord until you become a mature adult. The mature becomes a perfect person. Why does Paul say this? Because based on the teaching of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, you must be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. The standard that God has given us is you have to become perfect to live among the world. To become a blessed person, a man, or just not somebody can achieve certain things, or somebody who has a physical strength. But David is encouraging Solomon here is that you must be strong when you rely on the Lord. You will become a man only when you put the word of law become the standard of your life. Dear congregation, his son or a daughter to become a valuable person, and that person must rely on the Lord and use the word of the Lord to be standard of their life. David will relinquish his reign to Solomon, but he did not teach him how to organize the army or how to the strategy to fight. Only he put forward one thing, to love the Lord and fear the Lord. Because success is Solomon is not based on the army, based on how to fight the war. His success, Solomon says, is based on when we rely on the Lord. Today, each of the father is someone who has responded to help your children to recognize the value of the fear of the Lord. The wish of the father that will become a doctor or engineer. This is right. It's not wrong, but that is only temporary. This life on this earth has a purpose, and we have a father to recognize. We have to recognize our purpose. The father must have the responsibility to teach this a person is an ambassador of Christ on earth. And if the father did not teach our children, that the child will be a successful, then without relying on the word of the Lord, that will be not a child of success. The second point, teach the child to have a useful life for the Lord. In verse 3a, David said, and observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in obedience to him and keep his decrees and commands, his laws and regulations as written in the law of Moses. All these that David has experienced in his own life, David knew that the faith in the Lord is something valuable. Faith in the Lord, not just something that after we pass this life, we'll go somewhere. Faith in the Lord is valuable in the world right now, in the line right now, because the fear of the Lord will teach someone become wise and be successful on this earth. The successful of David when he was a young boy until he was chosen to become king of Israel is based on the teaching and the encouragement of the Lord. Though in a king that David, in each war, David asked the Lord, can I go to war here, the Lord? In 2 Samuel, when Philistines heard that David, and then they took and surrounded him, and David asked, dear Lord, should I fight these enemies? How could a king do ask God? But David did that. And God said, go and fight your enemy. And in that war, in that battle, David was successful. Although Philistine is more numerous than the Israel army. The second part, the Philistine came the second time to revenge. David asked the Lord again, should I fight this thing? And the Lord said, this time, you do not face the Philistines this time, but you have to go around them from the back, and the Lord will fight in the hard battle. David obeyed and did the right thing, and they overcame the Philistines. So the success of David is not based on his effort, of strategy, but based on the teaching of the Lord. In Samuel chapter 8, then Philistine was defeated. David defeated the Moabites, the Syria. He defeated the Edomites and many other tribes in the past. All these tribes are the ones who plunder and destroy the Israel. But from the time David on the throne, David has fought all these people, defeated and captured many captives, and all these countries are the subject and pay tax to Israel. How did David do it? Because we rely on the Lord. And because the king has done that, and the Bible said, God led King David to win any battle, so that because of this experience, David taught Solomon, you must be observe what the Lord your God requires. How to pay attention, observe, means that what Lord requires is not an invitation when we follow the Lord, but God looked at each one of us. He knew each one of us. The faith is not a religion. The faith is a personal Lord. It is a relationship, so that God has a relationship to each of us differently. And each one has a different experience, so that David recommended someone. You must observe what the Lord commands, requires of you. You have to walk in obedience to Him. Solomon must know that the fear of the Lord is important, and from that fear of the Lord to discern where is right and wrong according to God's will, and must be faithful in that path and keep the decrees and commands, His law and regulation as written in the law of Moses. To keep the decrees, the regulation, the command, all small or large, and that obedience as always is obedient perfect. The obedient halfway has no value if we don't obey completely. The Father teaches Son, Father must obey the Lord completely, not just to say David. David failed in the past, yes, he has failures in his life. He has weaknesses like us, yes, he does. But David, after his failure, he knew how to find the Lord back to restore his faith in the Lord again. So David wanted his son to have a relationship personally with God, so that the God will lead Solomon in the role of a king, is someone to replace David to lead the people of Israel. David relies on the promise in verse 4. He said, the Lord have kept promise. If your descendants watch how they live, and they walk faithfully before me with all their heart and soul, you will never fail to have a successor on the throne of Israel. Though Israel will last depending on the descendant of David, whether they will fear the Lord or not. God is not based on David and then overlook of the mistake of the descendant. The Lord will reward or punish us according to how we live our life. And so a father, it may not be perfect, but the father must have responded to help the son to have faith in the Lord. And all the father here must have the responsibility to teach our children to determine and confirm the faith in the Lord. And because with faith, that child must be fulfilled his purpose by the Lord. In the Bible, left so many models like Moses, like Samuel, like Daniel, like Timothy. They are not any better than us. The important in their life is that they are successful, that their parents have taught them to fear the Lord. So the fear of the Lord will teach the son and the daughter to become a valuable person for the Lord. And the third point, raise the child to be successful. In verse 3, so that you can prosper in all you do and wherever you go. In our life, in our faith, David knew that God is a God of mercy, but also God knew that God is a God of righteousness. Mercy, God expresses love for us. We can be forgiven and answered, but God would not accept sin because of righteousness. He will punish sin. And when we understand sin, God is love, then we continue to sin without recognizing the mistake. But David said, told someone, we are love. We remember, the Lord is a righteous God. He rewards according to what we do. So the fathers must know how to teach our children, because God will examine all of our actions. God will know our path, and He will reward or punish it according to how we live our life. In Psalm chapter One that David has scripted, he distinguished between the destiny of the one who is righteous versus the one who is evil. The difference because how we respond the righteousness to God is different than the response of the evil one. Blessed is he who does not sit in the enemy's path or sit in the sinner's. A person who fears the Lord is from the where we live and sit, and we have to be careful that where we go, where we sit, where we stand, is it pleasing to the Lord or not. So that person, just like a tree planted near the river bearing fruit, the leaves will never fade, but the evil one is not like, they are like the trash that is being blown in the wind. David, the path of the righteous that will lead some to the goodness of the Lord, but the evil path would be destroyed. David wants someone one that the Lord will examine and judge each one of us according to our deeds. To help the children to be successful when they submit to the will of the Lord. The successful of a life on this life, not based on where he stands with society. The father may be proud, oh, he was successful because now he worked at that particular company. The father may be proud that, oh, he's now a doctor. This congregation, the successful of a life on this life is not based on the role of that person in society, but based on the life of that person. Is it according to the purpose the Lord has for him or not? A doctor would now be purposed by the Lord, and that life is meaningless. Engineer live without the purpose that the God left also is meaningless. Solomon's life, he is famous because he obeyed what his father taught him. And he became the person God chosen to build the temple of the Lord. To build the temple is the wish of David. But so, no, David, you would not build my temple. I have chosen a different one. That's your son. So, to build a temple is something of special blessing. And we see that Solomon is some obedient, that his life has become, is prosperous in all that he has done, and wherever he goes. So that we see that in the Bible. The Proverbs, Songs of Solomon, then those are the books that Solomon written. There are three books. Lamentation is because Solomon obeyed David to keep the commandments and love the Lord. Solomon recommend many teaching about life. The Ecclesiastes, also the life of Solomon, and Lamentation expresses the songs of the Solomon expresses the love, but it describes the love of God for us. Because that the lover of the son is only a slave, but the king has love. It expressed the love from God for the human race. The congregation, Solomon's life, came to the very sad end. He did not keep the path that has been planned for him. Though Solomon did not complete his path according to David, but David must have responded to teach him how to follow that path. The Bible teaches us to teach the child in the way that he should go. And when he become old, he would not depart from it. A father can only the knowledge, but the father cannot give him the wisdom. sự khôn ngoan. The wisdom is must come from the Lord.
Như vậy,
so the Father can teach the to fear the Lord, and from the fear of the Lord, that son and daughter can be successful. We do not give the wisdom to, but we teach how to fear the Lord so that they can receive wisdom from the Lord. The Lord told us the fear of the Lord. The instruction of wisdom is to fear the Lord. The teaching of mine and yours, those belong to the Father, will be responsible to teach our children to be successful. Each father to teach like that must the teach the father must live according to what he is teaching. We cannot teach when our life does not reflect what we teach. And each father's remember that we are responsible before the Lord about your children, because this is the responsibility we receive from the Lord. I want to end with a story like about a century ago. There is a ship sailing from England to America. When the ship left Liverpool 4 days, and at the bottom of the ship is a child about 9 or 10 years old. He went up to the deck, trying to find the book. At the bottom of the ship, he had some dry food, and after a few days, he ran out of food, and he's trying to find food. And he has some very broken clothes, and the officer said, "How could we have the kid like that?" And took the kid to the captain. The captain asked, "Where do you come from? Who are you traveling with? Do you have a ticket?" And the child said, "Dear sir, I'm from England. My father, stepfather, but he was so poor. He does not have money to raise me again. And so he put me in this ship so that I can come to America to find my uncle, to live with my uncle, because my stepfather could not raise me." The captain did not believe it, but in this time, that this ship, there are many, some lying to him, or to travel without tickets, so he didn't believe. So he continued to say, "My father put me here so that I can go to America and find my uncle, because he was so poor, he couldn't raise me." The captain still was angry. After many questions, he said the same thing. And he took him to the upper deck, and he was angry. He said, "I give you 10 minutes to determine. Answer me, who has brought you up on this trip, or otherwise I will throw you into the ocean." And those youngsters were so terrified. Everybody was surrounding to see what's going on. And he's looking at his watch. 8 minutes already. 2 more minutes. Answer me. I will throw you into the ocean. Maybe, may I pray? Yeah, go ahead and pray. And he kneeled down and prayed. "Dear God, please accept me, because I could not lie." It's a simple prayer, but caused all the travelers, even the captain, is very moved. He does not want to throw this kid overboard. It's just a threatening life, because maybe there are some cheaters down there, just to teach them a lesson. So he just wanted to know, this child, was there any connection to any officer here? But after the prayer, the captain said, "Nisa, I know you are an honest person. You find a room with a room. You will live this thing each day. You will live and eat as though you are a normal traveler, because you're an honest person. call the travelers, and they collect the money and give to the person so that he can have a way to find his gold. If somebody has promised, he will raise or sponsor this child until he can find his uncle. The obligation, the honesty of this child, where does it come from? From the fear of the Lord. So, a person become an idol or a valuable or not, a child can be successful or not, depend on a father who has taught the person well. Since Father did, I like to use the word of the Lord to say, only the fear of the Lord can teach a child to be successful. We could not give wisdom, but give your children the fear of the Lord. May God bless each one of you. Happy Mother's Day.